those awesome tunes are brought to us by Kevin MacLeod, and that song is called Iron Bacon, which I think is very fitting as the king, Elvis Presley, loved bacon. And so do I. Who am I kidding? Anyways, thank you so much for coming around and giving Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler a listen. I'm your host, Casey, and here you can tune into my own awesome adventures from different interesting areas around the States and other countries as well. Some of these in which you'll know, and others will most likely be entirely new to you. I'll also sometimes chat about fun facts, history, culture, and bizarre mythical beings or creatures around these areas. So if you didn't already guess, this episode has something to do with the Elvis Presley. And you definitely guessed right, because today I'm going to talk about the awesome home of the legendary king of rock and roll. That is Graceland. So amazing. And also, this week's mythical creature is Spearfinger. Ooh, pretty crazy. So if you don't know who the king of rock and roll is, then maybe you live under a rock. I'm totally kidding. But maybe your musical taste may need a little fine-tuning. Haha. Anyways, the ultimate king of rock and roll was Elvis Aaron Presley. If you haven't heard his music, I would totally suggest giving it a listen. He has some pretty rad tracks like Jailhouse Rock, A Little Less Conversation, All Shook Up, and so many more amazing hits. So I love moving around, and I thought, why not go closer to my sister in North Carolina? That is Tessa. You know that monster voice. Well, easy there. It's not mythical creature time quite yet, Tessa. Hold on. So my amazing mom was all up for the journey in helping me move from Colorado to North Carolina. What a sweetheart. She is so amazing. We had such a great time and made some wonderful memories along the journey and stopped off at some really awesome places. Graceland on Elvis Presley Boulevard was definitely one of those stops. I told my mom that we had to stop here, as I always enjoyed Elvis Presley's music and thought, what a fun part of history to experience and enjoy. She was all for it. So because I had my mom with me, I thought it'd be really fun to have her talk about some things that she enjoyed, and she's really excited to be part of this episode. So I had pre-recorded that part because she does not live here. Obviously, she's in Colorado, and she was visiting us. If you listen to my birthday surprise episode, then yeah, you know that she was out for a surprise visit, which was really cool. So we got to record some pretty fun stuff for this episode, and I'm excited to share that with you all. So that's going to be kind of intermingled a bit throughout this episode. So at Graceland, I love that the gates going into Graceland have the king himself, in a fun artistic sense, with his guitar, of course. And it's just really cool. I think it's like wrought iron, or I'm not sure exactly what it is, but yeah, it's super awesome. You can check in my thumbnail image for sure. So Mom, what are some really interesting and fun things that you know and that you learned about Graceland?
Well, Graceland was an awful lot of fun. It was some place I always wanted to go, and it was a perfect opportunity with you. And I think one of the most interesting things was looking at his planes. I don't know if they're both called the Lisa Marie, but at least one was. And the fact that it was set up more like a home, lots of green, like pool table green.
Yeah.
Right? With gold accents. Yeah. 14 karat gold plated accents. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seatbelt buckles. And
I think those were golden.
Oh, they were. They said they were gold plated.
Right.
And the sinks in the restroom. And the fact that the bed, he even had a big bed there. It may have been a full king size bed. Do you remember?
Probably, I think
large.
So, yeah. After all, he's the king of rock and roll, so I'm pretty sure he probably did have a king size bed in there.
But it had a seatbelt going across it.
Right.
That was pretty cute.
Right. That was interesting.
A big conference table, I remember that.
Yeah, and some comfy chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would have been pretty cool. Also, the fact that he was able to buy Graceland in 1957, the year before I was born, and the fact that he bought it for like, what, a little over 100,000?
Yeah, I think like about 102,000.
Yeah, so which would be close to $1 million today, they said, and it's quite the phenomenal piece of property.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, so it would be around 900,000-ish today, so it's definitely a nice chunk of dough. I'm sure it'd be much more than that, though, given all the work that was done on it and making it to the king's perfection. So Graceland has some pretty interesting history and in how it all got started and how it became Elvis's, so you want to talk about that, Mom?
Yeah. It sounds like that property for generations was in a family named Toof. I think that's how you'd say it, T-O-O-F. And then the aunt, I guess her name was Grace, and her niece, Ruth Brown, and her husband, they decided to build on the property. Maybe it was 39. Yes, it was 39. The year my mother was born. It kind of stood out. But anyway, so they built the property and they named it Graceland after the aunt. So it just seems to be so Elvis, doesn't it?
Like, right.
I really was kind of surprised to hear that it had a name before he bought it.
Yeah. No, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you go to Graceland, chances are you could possibly be a fan of Elvis Presley, or you enjoy his music, something along those lines anyway, or both. Something uber cool is that Graceland has what they call a trophy building, which has all the different awesome rewards and trophies that Elvis achieved in his lifetime. There are also a lot of different types of certificates and different fun things that it is just really awesome to kind of trace and see all the incredible things he achieved in his lifetime. And to this day, there are new rewards and certificates and things being added. So that's really amazing. You can see many of his icon costumes that he wore on stage and lots of family pictures and old videos playing of him and his family. It's really cool. Another fun feature of this area is the fact that it has some different cool furniture from when Graceland was in its red phase. Apparently, Elvis Presley loved having different phases, and so Graceland had experienced several of them in its time that it belonged to Elvis. I really think this is awesome, and I also feel like if I had a home of my own, I would maybe do this in a way. Maybe it would have different phases, or there would be some different fun rooms that have different themes of their own. How awesome would that be? I've always been a fan of different themes and such, and so that's totally up my alley. There are 23 rooms here. Woo, I would certainly get lost if I were on my own. I feel like some houses need maps to say, okay, here's the 8th bedroom, and there is the 4th bathroom behind this crazy bookcase. Just kidding. Kinda, but seriously. House maps could be a thing in the future, I'm just saying. And hey, if that ever comes to fruition, then know that I was the one to think about it. Just saying. So there are 8 bedrooms and bathrooms here and 5 staircases. Though if you've ever been to Graceland, you definitely know that going upstairs is absolutely off limits. The only people allowed upstairs are the curator, Elvis's former wife Priscilla, whom he met overseas in Germany as part of his time in the military. Also, his daughter Lisa Marie is allowed upstairs, and perhaps the grandkids as well, though I'm not exactly sure if they are. But even presidents and other figures have been turned away. There was one exception, Nicolas Cage. You know, the actor from movies like Face Off? Yeah, that guy. He went up to the area that shall not be entered. How is this, you ask? Well, he had an in as he was married to Lisa Marie Presley for some time. So there you go. Just a little fun fact for you. There are different types of fireplaces at Graceland as well. If the ones that run off of gas don't exactly tickle your fancy, then there is a wood stove here as well. So there you go. A fireplace to make everybody happy, right? Alright, so there's a super awesome basement that was created off of an 18th century painting of a billiards room. This room really is fit for a king. You can check out that room in my awesome thumbnail. Speaking of art, I recently discovered that Elvis Presley had the art of and commissioned my late cousin Gary Morrow, who was an extraordinary artist, and he asked him to do a piece for him. I thought that was so amazing. So that's something really special. But this basement room does look like something out of a painting or a movie, seriously. It is so unique, and it has this fabric, tons of cotton fabric. The room was designed by Bill Eubanks, and it is folded kind of like those awesome Japanese fans or an accordion, you know. You get the idea. The ceiling is super cool looking too. It goes out from the center of the room, and it took about 10 days to finally nail down that awesome look that is there to this very day. Either way, it is very unique and such a fun type of style. Like, okay, going back, if I had my own home, I feel like this would be awesome type of look for my bedroom. Just saying, it rocks, and it was among my favorite rooms at Graceland. Honestly, I loved it. Another cool area of Graceland is the jungle room. It had some sweet Hawaiian tropical vibes to go along with the plants and tiki-style furniture and green shag carpet. And there was actually green shag carpet also on the ceiling. Pretty interesting. Not only that, but there is actually an indoor waterfall as well to top it all off. This was a favorite area as it always reminded Elvis of one of his favorite places in the world, that being Hawaii, where he had actually filmed some movies and different things over there. He eventually turned this room into a temporary recording studio. So you might be wondering, why the shag carpeting, right? I know I was thinking that. So apparently, shag carpet is great for absorbing sound. So if you want to record music or podcast yourself, then you may want to check out and roll out the shag carpet. I thought it was so cute that there is a teddy bear that once belonged to Lisa Marie Presley sitting there on the chair with one of his guitars. He did actually write a song called Teddy Bear that was part of the soundtrack of his second film. So many people have pet dogs, cats, lizards, hamsters, and so on. What do you think Elvis had? Aside from his lovely horses, which we'll talk about that more in a little bit, donkeys, turkeys, and peacocks, if you said a primate of some type, you would be spot on. He had a chimpanzee named Scatter, and they would have a grand time and monkey around. This monkey would get to some funny and sometimes crazy monkey business, as it would give women's skirts a tug and, yeah, anyways. Through all the craziness, Elvis still loved his Scatter, and he would put him in some pretty cool outfits and cruise around Memphis with him in the front seat. When it was safe, like at a traffic light, Elvis would joke around and duck down with Scatter in the front seat, so it made it look like Scatter was the one driving his car, and they couldn't see Elvis driving, so that was really funny. He, of course, again, did it when it was safe. I love that part. I think that would just be so funny to see. Who knew the King of Rock had such a jokester side to him? After some time, though, Scatter was a bit out of control for the king, so then he stayed in a climate-controlled room, still at Graceland. I did mention horses earlier, and so let's go back to my mom talking about the stables and horses.
Well, it sounds like he was definitely a horse lover. They said if you were part of his family or somebody he liked a lot, that he would actually get you your own horse, including its own saddle and everything.
Right.
And that he loved just jumping on his horse and riding to the gate, and he'd sign autographs there.
Yeah. Just imagine being in the crowd and seeing Elvis ride up on his horse.
Right?
Yeah.
And you look at those pictures, he was 22 years old when he bought Graceland.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. I love that. With the White House being the top visited house in the USA, Graceland gets second place at 650,000 plus visitors each year. Something else that we enjoyed seeing was that he actually had built a racquetball building. I guess in the 70s, he really found a true love for racquetball. And so, yeah, then they built it up on the property of Graceland. And that's also part of the tour. So that's really awesome. And along with racquetball, he also loved watching movies. So there were tons of TVs in Graceland. Like, I think over 15 TVs in the property alone. So that's pretty amazing. And I think wherever he went, when he was home, there was usually a TV going. So just kind of goes to show you how much he enjoyed his TV and movies. There is a really nice garden. It's called the Meditation Garden, and it's out back. And Elvis always enjoyed spending his time there contemplating life and just so many other things as well. It now is the final resting place for the king, though initially it wasn't meant to be that way. There's a very interesting story here. He was buried next to his mom in an actual cemetery, Memphis's Forest Hill Cemetery, that is. But merely days after being buried, some crazy guys tried stealing his coffin along with his remains and tried holding it for ransom. So they did steal it, but they wanted money for it. Luckily, they were not extremely smart and they were arrested. Because there was concern that this could happen in the future, both Elvis and his mom Gladys were moved to Graceland and are now at peace in the beautiful meditation garden, where his father, Vernon, is now laid to rest here as well.
So when we were there, we learned a little something interesting. Mom, did you know before we went that Elvis actually would have had a twin brother named Jesse?
I didn't. Can you imagine if there were two Elvises?
Right? I know. That's what I was thinking.
You just wonder if they would have been both boys. I wonder if they would have been identical.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was totally thinking that, too. So because of this, there is also a very sweet monument here that is for Elvis's stillborn twin brother. So when we were there, it was in 2019, and we got to see this beautiful garden area, and there were some sweet statues, and we saw that it is very well tended to. Seeing their graves here and his twins' monument piece was something solemn yet beautiful. I can see how this would be a favorite place of Elvis's to sit and just ponder so many different things about life. As my mom and I were only here in this area for a few minutes, but I could sense that had there not been lots of other tourists, it would definitely be a wonderful place to sit and think about things. Something cool is there's a fun restaurant here as well that has barbecue and some yummy things that King enjoyed in his heyday. Mr. Presley was an avid snacker, much like myself. I feel like we would have been pretty good friends, just saying. My family sometimes makes fun of my snacking tendency, and I totally get that from my mom. We're just snackers, what can we say, right? Another fun fact I learned was that Elvis loved peanut butter and banana sandwiches with a special key ingredient. What do you think that is? Well, there's something that if you eat meat, it can pretty much be good with anything, and it can be a vegetarian's downfall. That's right, it's bacon. So he loved peanut butter and banana sandwiches with bacon. That sounds like an interesting combo, but I would totally give it a go. If you're a fan of classic cars and such, then you'll absolutely love his super awesome collection. So my mom and I didn't get to see this. You had to pay a little extra to see the cars and the airplanes, and we went for the airplanes. But anyway, you can check out his pink Cadillac here, as well as his Rolls Royce, Ferraris, BMWs, much more here. He was such a major fan of cars that he had over 200 of them in his life, and apparently he shot his Italian car, which was a Pantera, with a revolver. Crazy stuff, right? Someone else bought his car, and later it was traded for $300,000 worth of diamonds. So, diamonds are a girl's best friend, but what about a Pantera? He was also a big fan of motorbikes, dune buggies, scooters, golf carts, and much more. You name it, and it's possible that he probably had it. Alright, so going back to the airplanes just real quickly. She mentioned the names, and yes, there's Elisa Marie, and also the Hound Dog 2. And something really cool is you can have an iPad tour through the likes of Mr. John Stamos. And here's some pretty cool stories from Lisa Marie as well via the iPad tour. I'm not saying you're going to see her or Mr. John Stamos here. I'm just saying with the iPad tour, you can hear different things from each of them. Yikes, sorry if I got your hopes up with that, but it's such a fun tour. You get to see so much. And like my mom was saying, there are gold-plated seatbelts and different things. Yeah, super, super cool if you're into checking out his airplanes. Graceland was so loved and enjoyed by Elvis that anytime he was out touring and on the road, in order to have absolute full comfort fit for a king, his rooms would be arranged and actually some had remodeling done to give off the vibes of his dear Graceland. Sometimes he would even have certain furniture from home shipped to where he was going so he wouldn't be without it when he was away. For Mr. Presley, there really is no place like home. And how nice would it be to have a bit of home with you wherever you go? I feel like with a home like Graceland, how could he not feel that way? We had such an amazing time here, and my mom and I were both super happy that we ended up stopping and checking it out. And if you're a fan of Elvis and just want to see where he called home, I totally think that you should go. It's totally worth it. There are so many great things here, and it's just amazing to see the home of this wondrous legend.
Mythical creature alert.
That's more like it. So this week's mythological being is Spearfinger, or Utlunta. You're probably wondering, what on earth is that? It's something you wouldn't want to have a visit from. Definitely not. Or maybe you would if you like liver-stealing stone ladies with long, sharp fingers. Because that's what she is. I figured she was perfect to go along with Graceland because she's a lady of stone, otherwise called rock, and Elvis is the king of rock and roll. Get it? Little joke for ya. Anyways, she is made of stone apparently, and no, she's not stoned, but she looks like an elderly woman, and her skin is all stony-like. How that happens, I'm not exactly sure about the science of that. Remember how my Eiffel Tower episode talked about people marrying inanimate objects? Perhaps one of her parents was a boulder, and then you can probably figure out the rest from there. I don't know. But legend says she can actually change her entire appearance to look like a dear member of the family, and she apparently lures children to come over to her. She likes liver, and she has a crazy long, sharp spear finger that she uses to get liver. So, moral of the story is, wearing armor in Tennessee will help protect your liver if an old stony lady with a crazy spear finger approaches you. Or just run. She's elderly, so chances are she may not have the speed of the flesh on her side. Have you been to Graceland, or do you have another awesome suggestion of a place I should go to in the future? I would love to hear from you. You can reach me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. And also definitely check out my Instagram page because I'm always posting some interesting things on there. And you can see even more fun pictures and whatnot of my fun adventures. Also, you can check out my newer Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler YouTube channel. Be sure to come back next week and tune in for another awesome adventure. So this one is going to be about the biggest super volcano that has ever existed on planet Earth. Oh, let me tell you, it is such an interesting one, and you'll love it. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. I'll catch you in the next one. Have a great week.